bit drier.
Seth Vanderhoff, commercial sugar beet sales manager, Nick Revere, is not too worried about the frost and freezing temperatures that have impacted the Valley sugar beet crop just yet.
I'd be more concerned with Southern Men. They started planting on Good Friday, so theirs have been in, 6 weeks already. I think that the cotyledon beets, we don't have a lot of beets with true leaf yet, so those cotyledon beets can take a little bit more cold once we start getting in true leaf. And also, with the ground as wet as it is, it's going to take a lot of cold. That wet ground will hold a lot of temperature, and as long as those beet leaves are close to the ground, it doesn't get quite as cold right to the ground. Anything up in the air, yeah, we're freezing.
Revere says excessive moisture is a bigger concern.
We need some heat so we can get this ground dried out. The planting progress has slowed way down because the good ground, the ground that was tiled, the ground that got worked last fall, that's in now. Now we got to start waiting for some of the wetter ground, the stuff that was really wet last fall. It doesn't seem like it's dried up a whole lot over winter. So it's going to be a long drawn-out process until we start getting some high 60s and some 70-degree weather.
Commodity